Our reading for today is from the book of Philippians, the second chapter, verse 12 through 30. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God, without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me. I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, so that I too may be cheered by news of you. For I have no one like him who will be genuinely concerned for your welfare. For they all seek their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know Timothy's proven worth, how as a son with a father he has served with me in the gospel. I hope therefore to send him just as soon as I see how it will go with me. And I trust in the Lord that shortly I myself will come also. I have thought it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and fellow worker, and fellow soldier, and your messenger and minister to my need. For he has been longing for you all, and has been distressed because you heard that he was ill. Indeed, he was ill, near death, but God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I am the more eager to send him, therefore, that you may rejoice at seeing him again, and that I may be less anxious. So receive him in the Lord with all joy, and honor such men, for he nearly died for the work of Christ, risking his life to complete what was lacking in your service to me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Luke Walters, Grace Lutheran Church, Wellsville, Missouri.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. God's Word for our meditation today is from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2. Mankind has always been fascinated by the stars. Stars are beautiful. They provide light at night. And for those who know them and their movements, they can give direction, like the North Star. We've looked up into the heavens and connected the dots to make pictures, like the Little Dipper. But we are not content to simply gaze up into the mysterious night sky. We send probes to collect data of all the shiny objects in space, to chart and graph their movements and study their compositions. And of course, even children know this classic song, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are, up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky." Yes, we are all still fascinated by the stars. In Philippians 2:15, St. Paul describes Christians as lights shining in the world. In other words, we are shining stars. The question is, but how? Before we talk about how we shine like stars, it's imperative to understand how we are formed, because if we forget who gave us this little light of ours, we can get confused by a passage like verse 12 of our text, where Paul states, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." We could be tempted to read a passage like this and think that the shining that we do is a result of the good work that we do. But that is simply not the case. First of all, the rest of Scripture clearly teaches that our light, our faith, our salvation, it's a gift from God. We would also ignore the fact that Paul is talking to believers here. Philippians already have faith. And it ignores what Paul says in the rest of his sentence. We call it verse 13, "For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work according to his good pleasure." God knows that we are incapable of igniting any spark of light or faith within ourselves. Consider Ephesians 2, verse 1, which declares, "And you were dead in transgressions and sins." We shine like stars because of a reaction that takes place within us. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 states this perfectly, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Remember Paul's conversion. A light brighter than the sun blazed around him. The light identified himself as Jesus, whom Paul was persecuting. And by the grace of God, and in no less a magnificent display of power, with no less a dramatic effect, God's light, his Son, our Savior Jesus, has shone on you as well. Jesus shines on us through his holy word, through the gospel. You see, God must shine in us before he shines through us. As Christians, we are asked to do things that don't come naturally to us. Things like turn the other cheek, take words and actions in the kindest possible way, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We must admit, those things are hard to do. And our light is in danger of fading or dying if we do not have enough fuel, if we don't hold on to the word of life, as St. Paul says. For the same God who created the light that shines in us also sustains that light through the word of life that tells us about the perfect life and innocent death of Jesus, through the word of life that tells us his Son Jesus died for you and every last one of your sins would be forgiven. God's Son took the blackness of our sin upon himself, and instead of staying buried in a black hole in the ground, he burst forth in radiant glory. God's Son shines on us now, and one day we will bask in his light in heaven. By God's mercy, the bright light of the gospel has dispelled the spiritual darkness that was by nature in your heart and mine. By grace, God sustains that light within you, so that you might shine like stars with the light of the gospel before others in thought, word, and deed. By the grace of God, may we shine like stars and share the joy of Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor Luke Wolters for this meditation on God's Word.